I used oddly enough to get lots of letters in the almost decade I ran the Times obituaries saying, "Well, I do not seem to be getting any younger. I thought it might be helpful. I'll let you have a few notes on my life." And they were unbelievable. People's self-conceit said things like, you know, "They're a man of unusual charm," kind of thing. And I mean, I couldn't believe that people would write this about themselves. So, of course, no one nowadays self-commissions their obituary, and that those that were sent in always ended straight in the waste paper basket. But I think probably they are designed as part of the history of our time. I mean, one of the rows I used to have was whether you could put criminals into the obituaries page. Some people regard being on the obituaries page as the equivalent of being awarded the OBE or the CBE even, and think it was quite wrong that you should put in, say, the Cray brothers. But I said, no, I'm sorry, that is, they are part of the climate that's created the age in which we live, and therefore you can't have a mole test into whether you get an obituary or not. And I think that's right. I used to rather boast and say that on the obits page of the Times, we are writing the first version of history of our generation. That's what I think it ought to be. It certainly isn't for the relatives or the family or even the friends.
The Tang obituaries were not for family and friends either, but nor were they the first version of history for their generation. The intended audience for the obituary of Yu Ting Shun was not earthly readers, but the judges of the underworld, who would recognize his rank and his abilities, and award him the prestigious place among the dead that was his due.